The director of the security company Paladin is refusing to answer questions about the Australian government contracts he's won worth a total of $423 million. Despite granting an interview to our correspondent, Ian Stewart refers all questions about the contracts for services on Papua New Guinea's Manus Island to the Department of Home Affairs. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting caught up with Ian Stewart at an industry event in Port Moresby today, and she joins me. Natalie, what has Ian Stewart had to say about the awarding of these contracts on Manus?
Well, not a lot. There's obviously been a lot of media attention and scrutiny in Senate estimates around these contracts on Manus Island. They're worth more than $420 million to provide security and other services. Questions have been asked about whether Paladin was the best company for this work and if they were in the best position when they took it on. The Department of Home Affairs has said that they're satisfied with the work being done, and they've defended the granting of this, despite saying that, you know, because of time restraints, they weren't able to hold an open tender and awarded this under a special measure. But there's obviously a lot of questions around this, and I did want to put some of those to the director, Ian Stewart, but he told me that contractually he wasn't allowed to answer. Here's a little of our exchange.
I can't talk about the contracts. If you're referring to the contracts in relation to Manus Island, again, we have to refer you to the Department of Home Affairs.
But considering you have put out a statement on this, you have spoken about it via print, so why can't I ask you about it?
I can refer you back to that statement.
Do you think that the Australian public deserves some transparency around these issues?
Again, that question would have to go to the Department of Home Affairs.
Given the amount of interest that there is in Paladin at the moment and the fact that you have asked me to come and do an interview, you must have been expecting some of these questions.
Yeah, so we're here today to present at the Security Congress, and that's been planned for some months, and I'm imagining your interest is also in what that's about, but again, as I've iterated to you, I can't talk about the issues associated with Manus Island. They have to go to the Department of Home Affairs.
Paladin's Ian Stewart. Nat, there have been concerns raised about corruption and the credibility of some of the group's directors. Has he responded to those allegations?
Yes, well, some of the reporting has revolved around Craig Thrupp, his business partner. He was denied a visa into PNG not long ago, and there are reports that the department asked for him not to be involved in the work here. I asked him about the role that Mr. Thrupp is playing, and he said he's a director of the holding company in Singapore and doesn't have a role in the work in PNG. He said they have local directors here. And there has been as well a former employee, Craig Coleman, who was CEO and was sacked. He's been taking legal action in Australia, which is where some of these allegations have stemmed for. He's made allegations that questionable payments had been made and that there was deceptive information supplied. I asked Mr. Stewart about that, but he said he wasn't able to comment on matters that are before the courts. But he said, you know, he's seen no specific allegations of corruption, and he said any general comments around that he refutes.
And since this story broke, there have been problems on the ground in Manus Island with guards going on strike. Have those issues been resolved?
Yes, we have seen a bit of fallout on the ground in the wake of the media coverage of just how much these contracts are worth. We saw some local security guards sign a petition asking for pay rises and changes to conditions. Following that petition, they did stage a protest. We saw guards walk away from their posts, and we saw local police having to patrol the refugee accommodation facilities to provide security. I did ask Mr. Stewart about what's happening with that situation, and here's some of what he had to say.
I guess I'm not going to comment about our work on Manus, but I can say generally about our staff, we have good dialogue with our staff and a good relationship with our staff, and we don't have really any ongoing issues other than normal issues you would expect with a workforce of over 4,000 people.
You've had a couple of hundred not turn up to work. Surely that's an issue.
So we haven't actually had that. We have had some, I guess what you call sit-in protests from the matters that staff have raised, and we encourage staff to raise their matters. And I guess our number one priority and focus is the safety, security and well-being of our staff, the communities where we work and the people in our care.
In terms of the sit-in protests, has that been resolved or is it ongoing?
I think it's been resolved because everyone's no longer sitting in protest, and there's the ongoing dialogue with our staff is always ongoing.
Paladin Director Ian Stewart speaking with our PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.